We are joined right now by somebody. Let me give you the key points on his resume. A World Series champion, a jungle legend, the pride of Petaluma, and he's been very active in the relief efforts in the Wine Country fires. Johnny Gomes is my guest. Johnny, it's so good to have you on. How are you?
All good, buddy. All good. I mean, it is what it is right now. Heavy heart. This got this going on, that going on. But, you know, share it with you, Jim.
Exactly, Johnny. So you and I could talk about any number of things right now. We could talk baseball. We could break down the postseason from the perspective of somebody who's been through it. But it's not nearly as important, Johnny, as what you're doing right now. You're a World Series champion. You played baseball all over the world, but nobody reps the 707 and Petaluma harder than you do. So what was your reaction when you first heard about the fires in Northern California?
Yeah, man. I mean, it was tough. I mean, once you got it kick-started about a week ago, you know, it was heavy. And then it just kept pouring, man. I mean, it was like a war zone out here. It was just bomb after bomb after bomb. I mean, it was a full-blown, zero-contained fire for, like, 6 days. And, I mean, it's still just as smoky as all get up right now. I'm actually on-site at Cardinal Newman High School, cruising through right now, just torch desk, torch libraries, just left a whole neighborhood that got flattened, like 80 homes, and all you can see is just chimneys, and that's it. It's I didn't even know it was capable of doing what it did.
Johnny Gomes joining us. I mean, there's so many things in the answer, Johnny, I want to ask you about, but the photos and the footage that have come out of the fires and the aftermath of the fires, it feels like something out of an apocalyptic movie. I can only imagine what it's like to be there in person, and you're right there on the scene right now. What's it like to see all that firsthand?
Yeah, man, it's unbelievable. I mean, you see some of, like, these melted wheels of the rims on cars where it just says thousands degrees. You know, you stand what was a neighborhood, and now you can see, like, a mile straight through, or you can see, like, 20 feet because it's a fence, a roof, a house, whatever. Cars flipped upside down because their gas tank blew. Schools, freaking, I mean, you name it, dude. It's, there's been wildfires, of course, throughout California where the whole hillside went down. But, you know, you're talking, you know, 170 acres of city and town that got burnt down. It's a sight not to be seen or felt, but it's as real as it gets right now.
Johnny Gomes joining us from the scene. Johnny, you talk about towns that are burning down. For those who do not know, what is life like in communities like Petaluma? What are the people who live there like?
Yeah, man. I mean, we're all about eating local, buying local. You know, there's so much awesome going on up here. You know, the Wine Country, a.k.a. God's Country. We don't get those nicknames for accidents, you know. Overwhelming support from, you know, everyone to the shelters, to where the shelters have to turn stuff away because people have been so generous. Food truck after food truck after food truck donating their time and their food parked out in front of the National Guard where the firefighters are stationed, at the sheriff's station, at the police station. It's been unbelievable how this community has come together for the first responders and the thousands upon thousands that lost their house.
Now, Johnny, you sent your 2.5-ton M35 truck up to the area to help out with the relief efforts. I'm looking at the photos of that truck right now. It is a monster. How did you get a hold of that thing in the first place, and what are you looking to do with it right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of my just-in-case truck, you know?
Right.
Not really the doomsday prepper, but found that truck a bunch of years ago, and, you know, why not own a land boat, if you will, and it's kind of, you know, turn into helpful up here. I mean, you're talking about 7,000 vehicles that are just metal right now, and you know, they're gonna need all the help they can get once the National Guard leaves and they go, here you go. I mean, how do you move 7,000 vehicles to a dump site? How do you move, you know, 4,000 houses that got torched from the iron beams to the chimneys to the ash to the garbage? So, you know, I could fit 2.5 ton of weight on that thing and, man, you know, give someone the keys and go to work.
Johnny Gomes being active in the relief efforts in the Wine Country fires. Now, Johnny, you mentioned that some of your friends had to flee their homes early in the morning, and only later did they realize that the only things they had left were what they had in their pockets with them as they ran. What's it been like to hear those stories?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just story after story of people with third-degree burns on their feet because they didn't even have time to put shoes on in the middle of the night to run out of their house because this thing was just so hot with 70-mile-an-hour winds just covering everything, to people riding miles on bicycles with, you know, almost like a tsunami of flames, like chasing them down the hill. And it's like, it's crazy that you don't gather around the dude with a story. Like, everybody has that story. Everybody was affected. People couldn't get out of the front door, couldn't go over the back fence, so boom, they jump in the pool. They're sitting in the pool for 4 hours surrounded by flames, one after another, and they're at about 40 deaths right now. But the other thing is, I mean, there are upwards of like 100, you know, still active missing people, because there are some people that just ran and didn't have a cell phone, and now they don't have cars and just wandering around, which is bananas. But hopefully that, you know, 100 missing people doesn't come true, but it's real.
Now, John, you've been through so much in your life, but when you see this kind of devastation, there's really nothing that can prepare you or anybody else for it. What kind of an impact has this had on you as a person?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just all about being present. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in sports and in the world and the country right now. But, man, if you just take a step back and be grateful for, you know, where your feet are, wherever they are, man. For one, you're upright and kicking, and just be present that you got a shirt on your back, the simple things. You know, I mean, the stuff that, you know, the shelters are getting asked to be donated, you're like, oh, damn, I didn't even, like, realize that was a necessity. You know, you just take it for granted. It's bananas.
Johnny, can you explain that? I've heard that line a number of times, and I think that's a great, great line. Know where your feet are. What's that mean to you? What does that mean exactly, know where your feet are?
Yeah, man, just know where your feet are, man. Just, you know, just be present with where you are present, who you surround yourself with, what you got going on. Trust me, there's a lot worse that could be happening, but just take in the moment, take in what's present, and make the best of that little time that you're doing right there.
Before I let you go, you did say something. You said, quote, I'm what I like to call fake retired, so I can go do that and then get a cooler and sit in a neighborhood to make sure nothing gets looted. I'm going to put my energy wherever it's most needed. So are you pretty much setting up shop like that? Did you roll that truck in? Are you looking over things and making
sure
that
all's
good?
Yeah, man, I mean, it's, you know, every tragedy, you know, is tough, and then some good could come out of it, but then there's a whole lot of negative, man. I mean, you know, you got dudes rolling in with just red trucks, and they're putting fake stickers on the side saying they're, you know, the fire department. And I mean, if you're down with looting and if you're down with that, I mean, there's nothing but sitting ducks here. You know, I mean, there's mandatory evacuation areas that cover 5 miles. So if you're, I mean, there's no one home. You can just book on that. But they got all that under control now that the National Guard sitting their big old Hummers out there and not letting people go. But yeah, there was a couple days where it was kind of like a free-for-all.
Tell you what, man, they got a special place in hell for people like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. I mean, these people, you know, I mean, within an hour, these people are running out of their house barefoot with, you know, hoping their cat and their dog and their neighbor make it. And then fast forward in an hour, you know, some freaking jack wagon wants to walk into the house like he's a fake firefighter and just start taking TVs. So, it'll go back to them, though. Those are the people that get hit by a bus, so they can suck on it.
Johnny Gomes joining us. Johnny, you started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for relief. If people who are listening want to get involved, they want to help out, where do they go to find more information and make a donation? How can they help?
Yeah, man, it's the GoFundMe, you know, website, and 707 Relief is what I named it. And there's a little story there, but you know, where it stands right now, it's like what's needed. You know, I mean, imagine your life, like what's needed if you had nothing. I mean, nothing to where, I mean, people can't even get a hold of anyone because their cell phone is dead because they have nowhere to charge their cell phone, even if they had their cell phone. So I'm just going to get this together, get as much money as I can, convert it to gift cards, and let these people kind of kickstart their lives any way they can, whether it's school supplies that was torched in the fire, whether it was, you know, all the sports equipment got torched. So I'm just going to do what I can, man, get some money and, you know, give it back to the people.
Johnny Gomes joining us. Once again, you want to go to GoFundMe.com/707relief. Johnny, this is who you are. This is what you've always done. It is really good to get caught up. I hate that we get caught up on something like this, but you're putting yourself right in the middle of it. You're giving back, and as always, you're making a huge difference, and it's great to have you on the show, Johnny. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, you got it, man. I appreciate the love.
You too, Johnny. Be good. Johnny Gomes, World Series champion, jungle legend, the pride of Petaluma, and obviously very active in the relief efforts in the wine country fires. If you're in Northern California and you want to share your thoughts or you want to respond to what you just heard, go ahead and do it. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686.